You will hear the chief ranger on Redcliffe's Island, a place where people go to see birds in their natural habitat, welcoming a group of students.
Hello, I'm Nathan Jones, the chief ranger on Redcliffe's Island. I hope you all had a good trip over on the ferry. There are lots of things to do and see here, and I'll just tell you briefly how to find your way around. So, we're all standing here in front of the information centre. And you can see there are two paths leading off to the rest of the island, one on the left and one on the right. Now, there are many different types of bird on the island, and we put food out for them at the feeding stations twice a day. So if you want to see pretty much every species of bird, you should head for the feeding stations. To get there, follow that path on the left of the information centre. It'll take you along the coastline. And then you'll come to a point where the path divides into three. Take the path on your right and keep going. You'll soon find yourself sort of walking around in a circular direction. But the path eventually leads to the feeding stations, right in the centre of the island. If you're feeling a little thirsty, perhaps you might want to walk to the cafe. It's a fairly straightforward route. From here, the information centre, follow the right-hand path. You'll come to a short tunnel, and once you've gone through it, you'll have a choice of two paths. Take the one on the right, which heads east, and follow it round until it takes you up to the cafe. It's on the left-hand side of the path, not on the side facing the ocean. It doesn't do food, I'm afraid, so I hope you've all brought your snacks with you. If you're feeling energetic, I'd recommend a walk to the lighthouse. Take the left-hand path from the information centre, go along the coastline until you get to the point where the path splits into three. This time, take the middle option. It'll take you in a mainly north direction, across an old railway line and finally up to a small lake. The lighthouse is to the west of the lake. You can climb to the top and enjoy a marvellous view of the island. All right. I imagine that some of you are keen to visit the caves. This time, take the left-hand path and keep going left, all the way past the enormous rock you can see out in the ocean, until you come to a fork in the path. Take the one off to your left, and then it's just a short walk from there. If you reach the railway crossing, you've gone in the wrong direction. Do take a torch with you to look at the caves properly. The other place that's definitely worth a visit is the seal observation point. To get there, take the path on the right of the information centre, go through the tunnel, then go left, and you'll find yourself on a winding path, which eventually leads up to the observation point. It's directly opposite the enormous rock in the ocean where the seal colony lives. We have a lot of baby seals at the moment, so get your cameras ready. I hope you all enjoy your visit.